from KQED.
And we begin at the Oroville Dam, where officials remain confident that this latest spate of rain will not cause a repeat episode of rising waters and evacuations. But the weather might slow down the repair work that's been going nonstop since last week. KQED's science editor Craig Miller reports from the dam.
Engineers have been drawing down the lake as quickly as possible, with five times as much water draining out of the reservoir as is flowing in. And officials say this round of storms shouldn't cause the lake level to rise at all.
These are fairly small storms, especially compared to what we saw before.
State Water Resources Chief Bill Croyle spoke to reporters at the Operations Command Post.
We actually won't see or shouldn't see a bump in the reservoir.
But there's still 2 months of potential precipitation left in the season, so Croyle says crews have been stuffing stabilizing material into huge crevices in the erosion-scarred spillway at the rate of 1,200 tons an hour. Mike Starcher's quarrymen are filling 2,000 super sacks, as he calls them, with rock and gravel, and trucking them to a hilltop above the dam, where Black Hawk helicopters pick them up and pack them into huge gashes in the spillway.
They just need a lot of weight and a lot of fill really fast.
It's meant exhausting work and a lot of business for Starcher's company, Sierra Silicon.
It's good business, no doubt, but the business is secondary compared to the bottom of that dam.
Starcher says he's never had to scramble like this on a job.
And we got a bunch of great workers that stood in that inundation zone and bagged this stuff for days. And just, it's a little nerve-wracking, there's no doubt.
This short-term shoring up of the earthen spillway will become the foundation of a project that will take months, bracing and lining the gouged-out emergency spillway and completely replacing the main spillway, which began crumbling last week to start this chain of events. Engineers here say it will take more than one dry season and hundreds of millions of dollars to finish the job. For the California Report, I'm Craig Miller.